I've been promising you. I got my Uncle John on the phone with me. Pastor John P. Key, what is going on?
Randy! I'm doing great. I'm doing super.
Well, I'm really excited because your new song, I Made It Out, Baby.
That's something about that one. You hear me?
It is. First of all, it's classic John P. Key. That church stuff, that stuff that gets you out your feet, on your feet. And then for me, it's one of my spirit songs. Like, I will wake up and hear that in my spirit.
Come on, come on now, come on. Well, you know me. I literally produced that song for my church. It was supposed to be our little offering song or something we would play to walk around. But let me tell you, that song speaks to the testimony inside you.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what people are going through. And to hear that song and proclaim it and let it be your declaration that whatever I'm going through, I'm already out. Don't make it. Randy, leave it alone. Let's stop. Let's stop.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to be in town, and I'm really excited about it. It's Hallelujah for Heat, and they raise money for Thaw, which helps people all over the Metro Detroit area if they're struggling with their gas and their electric bill. They partner with DTE, and this is their 10th year.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Randy, if you know John P. Key, I'm that guy that has always, even in concert, paid people's bills at our church in Charlotte. I don't take a salary as a pastor, but I give back to this city, my community. So I just fit in this. In order to be able to proclaim this nationally, I want to be about it. So partnering with them, coming in to do what I do, and to love on the city of Detroit, you already know that's my city.
That is. That's like second home for you. This is where you reclaim Jesus.
come on now. See, because you family, you know the real history.
Yes.
You know, I was out in Southfield doing a concert in Detroit at Bailey Cathedral when I accepted my calling to preach. So Detroit has a whole lot of inner history.
Yeah.
And then as a kid, I spent my summers with my uncle with a house our family still owns over on Monica in Livernois. Come on, don't play no games with me.
So you know what it's all about. I absolutely love it, and I can't wait to see you live. I'm loving the music, as always. It's always very inspirational, and I can't wait to see you again.
Well, Randy, one of the great things, you're going to love it because we bring a new attitude. We're already out on tour. I'll be out on tour till the end of February. I come home in the next couple of months to do look with some Hallelujah for Heat right here in Charlotte. But I'm working on a movie about my daddy. In 1947, he got a record deal. And on the way to New York, they literally turned his bus around, the Klan did, and shot the tires out of the back of the bus.
Wow.
I tell this story. And it's so, we're actually shooting a little bit of the movie while I'm in Detroit. So get ready. We're really excited.
Oh, I can't wait for that one as well. You need somebody to do some voiceover work, I got you.
Let me say this, and I promise you, you got to hear me and know me. When we first started talking, I said, and I've got you on some huge speakers in my conference room, your voice is yet amazing. You better take care of it. I'm going to find some voice work for you to do.
Well, it is my Uncle John, Pastor John P. Key for a lot of people. I can't wait to see you on the 2nd.
Look, we look forward to it. Detroit, I'm on the way.